What's going on, world? How y'all doing? Big off Triple X. Back at it one more time. One more again. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank you on this day. This is such an exciting late evening going into the next day. We want to say thank you, Father God. We want to say thank you for this awesome day. We want to say thank you, Father God, for what you have allowed us to do and conquer on this day. And Father God, we ask that you help us conquer our enemies in wolves and sheep's clothing. Father God, we ask that you help us conquer the snakes, the sizzles, the slime, the backstabbing, the falsifications, the untruths, Father God. We ask that you help us defeat the enemy. We know weapons are formed, Father God, but we also know that they will not prosper. So I declare and I decree, Father God, with the power invested in me that you gave me, Father God, to put a shield over me, my friends, my family, my wife, my kids, my grandkids, the people that like me, Father God, put a shield over them as well. And even the ones that dislike me, Father God, protect them, have mercy and salvation on them because they will be punished anyway, you said in your word. But I still pray for them, Father God, that you have mercy on them, grace on them. And Father God, I forgive them. So by me forgiving them, Father God, I ask that you take it easy on them because I wish harm on no one. Even if they wish harm on me. Father God, I want to say thank you on this day. I want to say praise your name because all that they have done for you or me is lift us up on high to draw closer and nearer to God. So I want to say thank you, Father God, because I know you're my shield, you're my rock, and you're just as that sign said in the back, be still and know that I am God. And Father God, I'm going to do just that. I'm going to be still and know that you are God. That's in Psalms 46 and 10. And Father God, I have no problem with that. I rest easy knowing that you are in control and that whomever the enemy is for me, to whomever watching and viewing, Father God, we pray that they fall on their own devices so they can see what they're doing to themselves and not to us. Thank you, Father God, on this day. Bless your name on this day. Watch over us on this day, Father God. Protect us from the enemy, the evil, hurt, harm, and danger, even the lying tongue, the two-sided soothsaying tongue. Father God, I pray against it right now. In Jesus' name, I pray, amen. So listen, I just want to tell you all, man, and I'm speaking freely. Watch yourselves and govern yourselves accordingly. Sometimes you have to go back from whence you came. And the brothers that know what I just said understand what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to go back from whence you came and be the man and woman that God have called you to be. Only deal with your family and your family only. If you have a work family, deal with them accordingly how you see fit. If you have neighbors, deal with them accordingly on how you see fit. If you have friends, deal with them accordingly on how you see fit. No other way. But I will tell you this, and this is so important. I will say this. Whatever you're going through that's rugged and tough and you can't believe it's happening, praise God and consider it joy, because that means that you're doing the right thing and you have tripped the devil up and you are angering someone. Someone is angry with you today because of the success that you're doing, what you have done, and how you have fought to get there. And they hate the fact that you left them and they know no other way but to bring you down. That's animals on the farm and crabs in the bucket. That's right. Big Aunt Triple X said it. I said it. So you got to govern yourselves accordingly, man. Woman, govern yourselves accordingly. Watch what you say to people. Watch who you be around. Get closer to God. closer to the family. Look, even if you have people that you know you have done good by, and people come in their lives and influence them to think negatively about you, whether they family, friends, your children, cut them off, let them go. Don't contact them. Don't call them when you know you have done right and they treat you as if you have done wrong. Let them go. I'm not preaching from the word today. God told me to talk to you through the heart. And I'm talking to you through the heart. Let them go. Cut them off. You know why? Because when you constantly giving and they're not giving back, you are only hurting yourself, because a beggar has no limitations, only the giver. And if people think they entitled to stuff and they won't gimme, 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 but they're not reciprocating that back to you, cut them off. Let them go. Don't worry about the enemy. Don't worry about people talking about you. Don't worry about people trying to bring you down. Don't worry about people trying to steal your joy, steal your job, steal your family, steal your spouse, steal your children, steal everything you got. Don't worry about it. God has your back. Pray. Talk to God. God has your back. Love God. Put God first. Put your family second. Then your career. And the reason why you put God first and your family second, because that's the order. That's where the connection lies. They give you resources, ideas. They help you expand your mind so you can do better on your career. You can do better on your job. You can do better at whatever you're doing that's pertaining to your craft. Listen, man, this Big Alt Triple X, I'm talking to you tonight because I love you and I know that God loves you. And don't let nobody steal your joy. Don't let nobody take nothing away from you that you have worked hard for. You pray and you let them know that you're in a spiritual fight. You're going to keep praying. You're going to keep going to God. You're going to keep asking God, touch not my anointing and do my prophet no harm. Stop wishing bad on people. Stop wishing bad on people. Stop saying, oh, I told you this. Oh, I told you that. I told you it was going to happen. You put so much energy on the negativity that you can turn that same energy around and say, I want you to be blessed. I want you to be happy. Let's work on getting your house. Let's work on getting your husband. Let's work on getting your wife. Let's work on getting your new car. Let's work on getting your new career. Talk like that. Be like that. Do just that. But see, you can't, because you've been conditioned mentally to think with negative thoughts. So negative things happen because you got just that much energy when you have negative thoughts. And then the sad thing about all the confusion is when somebody hear it one way and believe it without going over on the other side. That's a sad case. That's a sad case. And guess what? That's a very depressed, hurt, and angry individual. But I tell you what, though, when you dig one grave, you better dig two. When you try to hurt somebody, you better look out, because you're going to get hurt. When you try to take from somebody, you better look out, because it's going to be taken from you. Whatever you do, going to come back to you, because God is still in the business of making sure that you get repaid from the sin that you are doing as well. Karma coming back around just like that now, with no hesitation. You better be careful about what you do. You better be careful about messing with God's children. You may not like it in the end. You may not like it in the end. That's why God had war angels and armor bearers. And I'm one of his war angels. I'm one of his armor bearers. I stand on firm ground. You better read Psalm 73. I stand on firm ground, even ground. And I pray that you also stand on firm ground. You also stay on even ground. See, I like to meet the enemy head on. I like to meet that dragon and that demon head on. It's a beautiful thing for me. See, I put God first. I love God. Then I put my wife after God. The family, my career, my closest friends, my closest neighbors, even some of my coworkers that I work with. I love y'all, man. See, I know this message is intended for someone or somebody, even me, myself. I have enemies. I have people trying to come at me for no entire reason. But guess what, though? I pray and pray and pray and pray and pray, and I fight them in the spirit. I don't fight them in the flesh. I fight them in the spirit. Be still and know that I am God. God will fight all your battles. Let it go. Say what you say. Do what you do. Let it go. No violence, no fight, no harsh words, no nothing. Don't do that. Just pray and ask God to bless you. Focus on God and your family and your career. That's all you need. People ain't the same no more. You can't trust these people no more. They're out to get you every chance you take. But you better receive everything that God has for you. And don't worry about what nobody say. They can talk about you all you want, all they want. They talk about me. They talked about Christ. Christ's own people crucified him. So what you think they'll do to you? You better go to God. And you better ask God to bless you. You better soar like an eagle. You better see everything from an eagle's view. You get to the highest point. You fly to the highest point. Be that eagle that God told you to be. Be that blessing that God told you to be. Go ahead and perfect your craft, grab your craft, tackle your craft, just like Jacob did. Don't let that blessing go until you get the blessing. God loves you on the day. Big Aunt loves you on the day. I just want to say thank you. Praise God. Praise God. Praise you. Heavenly Father, right now, thank you, Father God, for letting me drop in to say these things. To mention these things, to talk about these things that you put on my heart. And I just want to say thank you, Father God. Bless your name. Watch over us. Bless the hearers and doers and listeners and the viewers of this show and this word, Father God, that you have put in me, that you have bestowed upon me. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Hey, listen, this same show, you can go to YouTube. At Real Time 6276. Go to YouTube at Real Time 6276 and subscribe to the show. Subscribe to the show. It's Big on Triple X, man. God loves you. I love you. Peace.